few years ago, there was an ad, I think it was about sports items. Impossible is nothing. That was the ad. That would well summarize today's gospel. Nothing is impossible for God. Impossible is nothing. You know, 50 years ago, exactly 50 years ago, in Rome, the Second Vatican Council came to a closure. It was a council that really transformed the church. And today, as we commemorate that important milestone in the life of the church, we inaugurate a new one, the Year of Mercy, the Jubilee of Mercy. As they said at the beginning of Mass, Mary is also recipient of God's mercy, not because she needed forgiveness. She was without sin from day one. However, her immaculate conception was itself a gift of divine mercy, a gift of God's compassion. From the beginning of humanity, right after the fall of Adam and Eve, God made a promise. It's called the Proto-Evangelion, the first gospel. It's in the very first pages of the book of Genesis. After Adam and Eve had fallen, God promised that there would be enmity between the serpent and the woman, and she will crush your head. That was the promise, the good news that one day things would go back to the original state of holiness. And that promise was fulfilled in Mary, conceived without sin. You know, the dogma of the Immaculate Conception is not that old, 160 years or so. It was established by Pius IX in 1854. However, it's a faith, it's a belief that was held from day one in the church. St. Augustine, St. Ambrose, whom we remember yesterday, many saints in the first and second century attested to the belief that the word of the angel to Mary, full of grace, in Greek, ke karitomene, mean exactly that she is, that in her the grace, the favor of God is full. And there is no full grace where there is sin. So the angel himself acknowledged the privilege of Mary of being without sin. Just before the proclamation of the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, St. Catherine Labouret in Paris in 1830 had visions of the Blessed Mother, which led her to create the devotion of the Miraculous Medal. And as you know, the Miraculous Medal has these words, O Mary conceived without sin, and mercy on us with recourse to thee. So before the declaration of the Immaculate Conception as a dogma, before the declaration, the bishops of the United States adopted the Immaculate Conception as patroness of the U.S. Right around the time of the declaration of the dogma, Mary appeared to Bernadette Soubirous in France at Lourdes. And this poor, simple girl asked the Blessed Mother, who are you? And she said, I am the Immaculate Conception. Bernadette couldn't even write those words. She would not understand them. But the bishop to whom she revealed these words immediately knew this was a confirmation of the declaration of the dogma. Today, we are invited to celebrate God's mercy. The words on the coat of arms of Pope Francis, since he was made a bishop in 1992, are Miserando atque eligendo. And it's a commentary by Saint Bede the Venerable to the vocation of Saint Matthew. When Jesus called Matthew, he had mercy on him and he called him. at the same time that he used mercy on this public sinner, this tax collector, at the same time he also called him. His vocation came at the same exact moment when he experienced and received God's mercy. There is great joy in mercy. When we feel, when we know that we are forgiven, when we know that we are embraced, when our sins, our mistakes are forgotten, we feel reborn. And it's this kind of joy that we can experience every day when we approach the Lord, and that we can also share with others. We are indeed called during this year of mercy to re-experience, live every day God's mercy, that we may go out and share it with others. Someone thought that the Pope was being soft when he chose mercy. Quite the opposite. When you speak of mercy, it implies sin. There is mercy only when there is sin. So it's a very strong, courageous way of saying, yes, there is sin. Yes, there is dysfunction. A lot of things are not right, but how can we make them right? When we discover and embrace the joy of reconciliation. Let me close with a word of explanation of this word, reconciliation. It's a very old Latin word, reconciliatio. If we break down the word, re, again, repeating, con, together, cilia. Cilia are the eyelashes in Latin. Reconciliatio, it means that people begin to talk eyelash with eyelash once again, face to face, looking in the eyes. That's what the Lord calls us to do, to look at him face to face, to look him in the eyes and experience his forgiveness, his love, his mercy, so that we may go out and share that same joy, that same mercy with others. Let us take advantage of the year of mercy. A very practical way of doing this, if we turn to Catholic doctrine, is by living the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. The corporal works of mercy, something that we do physically, corporally, to manifest God's mercy. They are based on Matthew 25, when Jesus reminds us, whatever you did for the least of my brothers, you did to me. What Mother Teresa called the gospel on one hand, you did it to me. The gospel in one hand, you did it to me. These are the corporal works of mercy. Feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, welcome the stranger, heal the sick, visit the imprisoned, bury the dead. And the spiritual works of mercy, not tangible but nevertheless real works of mercy, counsel the doubtful, instruct the ignorant, admonish sinners, comfort the afflicted, forgive offenses, bear patiently those who do us ill, and pray for the living and the dead. I believe that in these corporal and spiritual works of mercy, we have great practical suggestions on how to live this Jubilee of mercy. And we look at Mary as the icon, the example, the model to follow. She was preserved from sin. We, unfortunately, were not. But we can, as Paul says in today's second reading, we can live out our call to be blameless, to be without stain, like her, through God's mercy, through reconciliation. Let us pray. Lord, give us the joy to experience, to feel your mercy, your great love and forgiveness, and send us forth to share that great news, great joy with others. Amen.